From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
God,
indeed, it is a good morning, friends. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, the 29th day of April. Thank you for tuning in. And I just want to give a shout out to all of you that came out last night to the River Church to a fantastic gathering of like-minded friends who are liberty-minded and certainly principled over personality. I love that when Chris Ann Hall says that. And it really is something to get together, to gather together and be encouraged with truth and action. And we are a group of movers and shakers willing to go and do things and make things happen in our community. And the best part was, I loved it when we had Danielle Bethel there and certainly sharing an update about the school board and the county commission. And I love the part where everybody raised their hands and said, we're behind you. We're going to keep you in our prayers. We're there for you. And it was a very moving time. It's difficult to be an elected leader right now with all of the ebb and flow of all the rules and things shifting and changing. It's difficult to be a business owner right now. It's difficult to be a teacher, a student. Everybody is feeling the pinch right now. And I know several folks posted on Facebook that they were going out and supporting local businesses, dining in, giving them an encouragement as well. And I just am so honored to know you and to be living in Salem. And I know it can be very heavy at times. It's very oppressive, it feels like. But we are really better together, and we are a team, and we are moving in a good condition, in a good strategic way, to focusing on how we can get a hold of our people and let them know how we're feeling, right? Telling our story and our elected leaders. So I'm going to encourage you right now. Many of you I've talked to, even last night, you don't have email, you don't go on the website, or if you did, you've pulled away because you don't trust any of that. You're not on Facebook or social media. So I encourage you to get your notepad and a pen and your paper, your notepad, because we're going to have some action steps this morning. I'm going to kind of go through the news, and if you haven't heard, kind of give a state-to-state of what's happening. And one of the things, I thought this was a really good article, and it was off of the Northwest Observer. I encourage you to subscribe to northwestobserver.com. And this article says, Oregon legislature advocates for freedom. State lockdowns are not working. Oregon legislature Representative Vicky Breeze Iverson out of Prineville has issued a statement publicly advocating for ending the excessive and restrictive government mandate lockdowns that have plagued Oregon now for more than a year. This is her statement as it follows. The data is becoming clearer regarding the effectiveness of lockdowns and other government-imposed responses to the COVID-19 pandemic. Lockdowns are not helping reduce case counts or hospitalizations. Governor Brown's actions are contributing to the host of negative consequences that result from lockdowns of our society, including poor and declining mental health, suicide ideation up 25% in the 18 to 24-year-old group, economic ruin for families and small businesses, kids being significantly set back in their education, and many students missing pivotal part of growing up by not being able to participate in sports and other extracurricular activities. My office received an email this week from a constituent who explained her son would not be able to compete in his high school track meet, nor take his senior class picture, because he was supposedly exposed to COVID, though he repeatedly denied being in contact with the original case. In other situations, busloads of kids are being quarantined because they have merely been on the same bus as a positive case. Regardless of contact, in more dire circumstances, children have been deprived of social interaction they need, hot meals, teachers, and other adults who act as mentors. My constituents have been drained physically, financially, and morally as a result of this lockdown. Some have sold everything to make it because of the loss of their jobs. Others are just now receiving their pandemic unemployment assistance benefits after more than a year of waiting. This is heartbreaking and unacceptable. The Oregon Health Authority and Governor Brown say we need to reinstitute lockdowns to prevent hospitals from being overwhelmed. that might make sense if there was evidence that lockdowns work. The truth is, I'm hard-pressed to find a correlation between state management and success in slowing or flattening cases and the case rates, and so are the researchers. We can see evidence of this failure both here and in other states. And this is in the Northwest Observer. And there's more to it, and it's talking about some of the evidence. And I love, she is, again, State Representative House District 55. And you may have heard, certainly if you were at the class last night, you will know we talked about the 15-county high-risk category now that Governor Brown has said that she is going to impose. And I want to remember back in November when she was doing the lockdown in November and her little clip. I want to play this for you because this is kind of the attitude that we're dealing with. Listen to this.
In terms of individuals, I am not asking you, I am telling you to stop your social gatherings, your informal social gatherings and your house parties, and to limit your social interactions to 6 and under, not more than one household. And I'm asking that immediately.
So that was her in November. And again, she's reiterating the same kind of attitude here this spring. The sun's out. The weather's going to be in the 70s. This is a time where we should be out walking, enjoying relationships, barbecuing, being with one another, family gatherings, planning for graduations. Mother's Day is right around the corner. All of these things. And guess what? We're in a lockdown. And guess what else is happening? I got notified yesterday from Track My Vote from Marion County. My vote is going to be in the mail for the school board election that's so pivotal all across the state. 850 positions in the state that are open on school boards. Now, school boards, the candidates need to get out. They need to shake hands. They need to go door to door. They need to have fundraising gatherings. All of those things need to happen right now. And we're on lockdown. So we need to get engaged in this process, and we need to make sure that we are, when we get our ballot, we fill it out and we drop it off. Drop it personally off at the county, okay? That is something we need to put on our to-do list, and I've got a long list here of things that we need to do. So we need to vote. We need to make sure that we tell our friends to vote and encourage them. If you've had a chance to get to know some of the candidates, it's very, very important that you learn about them. Typically, this time of year, this kind of spring activity and vote, only 8 to 16% turnout. Let's turn out the conservative vote, okay? The other thing that is really important is this is tied up to the House again. You may or may not know this, but right now in House Committee, HJR, and this is where you need your pen, okay? HJR is a single sentence bill that is currently in the House Committee. It would end the governor's emergency declaration, and this is how it reads. Be it resolved by the Legislative Assembly of the State of Oregon, pursuant ORS 401-204, the state of emergency declared by governor in Executive Order 2003 on March 8th, 2020, related to COVID-19 outbreak in Oregon, is terminated. So that one sentence says no more. Emergency orders are done. So what that happens, it takes away the power from the governor. Now, let's remember, many of us have been in constitution classes, and remember, our state government is very similar to the national government, where we have the executive office, we have the legislative office, and then we have the judicial office, and they're supposed to be equally in power, right? And to keep each other in check. So she can't keep having these orders. It ends on May 4th, this last emergency order. And so it's imperative that we get a hold of these folks. So you got your pen and paper, okay? So I did this morning. I sent out an email and I said, good morning, Honorable Representative. Please vote HJR 18 out of committee and bring to the House floor immediately. It is time to end the emergency powers. I totally agree with this statement. And then I included the one-line bill statement. So we need to send it to the committee. They need to vote and get it out on the floor. This is who you send it to. Ready? And I'll try to go slow. I know I talk fast. Representative Barbara Smith Warner. So it's REP Barbara Smith Warner at OregonLegislature.gov. Representative Christine Drazen. So it's REP.Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Drazen, at OregonLegislature.gov. Okay. REP.Paul Holvey, H-O-L-V-E-Y, at OregonLegislature.gov. REP.Daniel Bonham, D-A-N-I-E-L-B-O-N-H-A-M, at OregonLegislature.gov. Okay. REP.Julie Fahey, J-U-L-I-E-F-A-H-E-Y, at OregonLegislature.gov. REP.Andrea Salinas, A-N-D-R-E-A-S-A-L-I-N-A-S, at OregonLegislature.gov. And lastly, Rep. Zach Zika at OregonLegislature.gov. Jack Zika, Z-I-K-A. And if you have email and you want me to send you forward this email, I can do that. Send it to stacy@kslm.news, and I'll be glad to do that. That is imperative. You've got to get that done this morning. And if it's easier for you to call these folks, you can do that as well. I don't have phone numbers. I think the email is just as effective. And you can, if you want this email forwarded to you, you can send it all in one blast with the same message. Let's get it out there. Let's get it out. And that information came from Representative Bill Post, and I'm very thankful for that. The other thing that we can do, and I want you to really, really encourage you to tell folks, business owners that you know that are really frustrated and not sure what to do. I'm burdened, friends. I'm burdened for our business owners. Not only those that get to stay open, I mean, the restaurants and all that, how they do everything, the food that they had ordered, but it's a rippling effect. Because when people aren't out and about going to the restaurants, they're not stopping at the boutiques, they're not stopping at the gift shops, they're not stopping at the clothing stores because there's no reason to go out, really. And so it does have a rippling effect. And so I want to encourage people to tell people about the Freedom Business Fellowship. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. And I think our focus today, I'm going to have Bill Cummings is here in the studio with me. We're going to talk really about not only about the best of the Willamette Valley and kind of where we're at with that, but I really want to pick his brain. He is so good at come alongside businesses and help them get their message out. And I think so many of our businesses are in a critical need right now to make sure that they connect with consumers more than any time before. And we need to really evaluate how we're going to come alongside and how we can be effective in supporting these local businesses. I think that's so very, very important. And I can't tell you enough, thank you. So many of you have told me that you've gone to our advertisers here at KSLM and told them thank you for advertising here. We're very thankful for that. We're thankful for you. We're going to continue the conversation after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's a good morning indeed. Thank you for tuning in. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's going to be a beautiful day, 77 degrees. I encourage you to go and take that walk outside and enjoy some of that natural vitamin D. It's currently 62 outside. And Bill, do you like to go for a walk? Do you walk a dog? What do you usually do? What's your routine for getting your vitamin D?
Sometimes I care for a precious dog, but... Mm-hmm. I've been looking for a dog. They're hard to find.
Yeah.
But I like to go on walks. And, you know, 62 or 63 degrees in Salem, if the sun is out, feels, mm-hmm. you know, like 73, 76.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. But, yeah, absolutely.
And I know allergy season. I know you were talking to me about the allergy thing, and everything's flowering and so beautiful right now. And I know it's tempting when it's like that not to go outside, but I encourage folks to go and enjoy.
You still have to
Yeah.
Still have to live.
You have to live. And we've been talking a little bit about that and with businesses. And let's talk a little bit about the best of and kind of where you're at in the campaign. Of course, last Friday was the last day to vote. And now you're in the calculating phase, right?
All the calculations are done.
It's all completed.
So
okay.
If you get an email or a phone call from Margot or Allison or myself or Corey, make sure you take a look at that email and answer it, because that means we've got news to share with you.
Some news, yay. And so that's where you're at. And then you're preparing for the big event.
Our reveal will be on June 17th at a location yet to be
determined.
Yeah.
So we'll keep everybody updated.
Today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully that'll come together. And I say, go for it. Just plan for it. Just go for it. And stay focused and just trust that through our listeners and everybody writing our elected leaders and taking those emergency powers away, and that we are going to truly be in a better place by June 17th.
Well, last I checked, it's still a free country. So.
Yes. Oh, yes. Our Constitution and is there. And we just need to kind of dust it off and start using it, right, a little more effectively. So with your, I love what you guys do. You come alongside the businesses, and a lot of the businesses that you're promoting and working alongside through this campaign are small, local, hometown, locally owned folks.
People that have what I call 2 feet in.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's in our contest, there's no cost to enter, no cost to win, no cost to celebrate. So, you know, some people think, oh, you're just in it for the money. You know, only about 40% of the people participate with advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's, for us, that's a wonderful amount. I mean, but we're really in it to promote all the markets that we're in. We're really in it to promote local businesses.
And tell their story.
Tell their story, and also to create definitive ways to find out who's the best.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come in, and I know that you're fond of, but if you're listening from Laconia, New Hampshire morning, your voting ends tomorrow at 5 p.m. local time.
Oh,
so
excellent.
And there, it's a big celebration.
They're going to have the rally this year.
They are going to have
not,
it. Everything's
not
back on.
Everything's back on in New Hampshire. The live or die, is that what it is? Live or die or something like that.
It's their
theme is like,
free or die.
Live free or die is their state motto.
Correct.
And it doesn't surprise me that things are opening and kind of getting back to normal up in that area. And then you have other campaigns elsewhere kicking off.
We are too. If you're listening from the Twin Cities of Minnesota, we are underway there.
Excellent.
Huge response.
Fantastic.
From that marketplace. I mean, and there's, as we all know, there's so many different things going on in the Twin Cities, but for the Minnesota's best, that's our contest there.
Oh, good.
And we have over 5,000 participants in 350 categories, and so that voting continues into May. But the response in the local businesses have said, oh, thank you for coming along and doing this. Thank you. How can we participate? How can we get involved?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're looking for that. They're looking for the good part of the day.
And if you're a business and you happen to get that email or call, you better respond, you know.
If you're a business that you weren't involved this year, but you want to put an ad in our magazine, we welcome that. You don't have to have been in the contest.
Well, and the beautiful part is when we come alongside the businesses, and I've learned that certainly working with our advertisers, it's been a gift to me to get to know them, know their history, how long they've been in the community, what their goals and their vision is for their business and why they started it. And they've said to me, wow, through this process and these questions that you're asking me, it's kind of stirred the fire again as to, you know, kind of their first love in a sense. Why did we do this? And so I love that you're doing this and you're coming alongside and helping these businesses that way.
One of the exciting things is we help small businesses understand how to promote themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, everybody says I have to get on social media, but the people that participate in our contests, we give them all the tools and we kind of teach them how to do that.
Yes.
It doesn't cost anything.
Right.
And so using social media to your benefit, doing posts on Instagram and Facebook, You know, and just being in front of people, developing a fan base. So many businesses are shy that, oh, I don't want to have anybody, you know, say, well, you know what? Customers are there because they're your fans.
Yes.
And they want to share the good news that's happening.
So let me ask you a couple questions because
sure.
I don't know this. I don't know that we've talked about it, but I know a lot of small businesses. I can think of a couple of my friends that it's just them. Once in a while, they'll have someone fill in for them if they have to be gone or have a medical appointment or whatever. So they're in the process of doing their business. So they don't have a lot of time to hang out on social media and do ads or whatever. Do you have staff? I mean, can they partner with you and hire you to help them with that? Is that something you offer?
If it's during the contest, yes.
Okay.
But we don't offer that as a side service.
So
we really focus
thing.
On
what you
contest,
do.
But
okay,
we do.
That's good.
But
you might know a guy.
We might know a guy
or a gal.
Uh-huh. That could help with that.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
And,
be happy to refer people to.
And that's the beautiful part is the networking part.
Mm-hmm.
Because of where you're at in your position in this community, you know people.
Right.
And get that to them.
And as the contest producers, it keeps things clean.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we had 25 local clients,
mm-hmm.
you know, people would start saying, well, those people are going to get more favor than the other people. And that's usually what happens sometimes even in the local, like if there's a Mid-Valley
right.
one, you know, that people might, you know, look at that and say, wow, it's the same five people every time.
Well, I'm excited for this campaign.
And we have, I'm sorry to interrupt, we have upsets this year. There are people that would think would hands down. And we even did a blind test yesterday with one of the restaurant categories.
Oh,
man, was it delicious? I can't tell you who it is,
oh,
but wow.
Outstanding.
And they're new on the scene. But I mean, we're even looking at saying, well, what should we try? Because, you know, the same four restaurants.
I love
you know,
it.
So
there's even some cliffhangers.
Right.
On the way.
During this time, if you can't go in and sit down, of course, it's a beautiful time to sit outside at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But order it. Have it delivered to your house or your business.
Have a picnic.
Yeah.
Take it to Busch Park, right?
Right.
It's so beautiful over there and certainly with all the flowers. So you'll help them tell their story and promote and celebrate the fact that they're a winner.
One of the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Voted one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had an email exchange this morning. Somebody said, you know, well, if we win second prize, that's really not good. Well, think about it. We look at it as the Olympics. First of all, you're the top two, right?
Right.
So in the Olympics, there could be 38 competitive swimmers. I tell you what, the person who wins bronze or silver
mm-hmm.
in that are not saying that's
right.
not good enough.
Right.
They're Olympian.
Recognized.
They're a gold medal winner. So same thing with our contest. You're a gold medal. To hit it up at the top, I mean, we've had, I know we had over 100,000, I think about 140,000 votes cast.
Incredible.
In Willamette Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a huge number to hit that top two. I mean, pat yourself on the back. You did
How does
it.
That compare to last year? I mean, I know we were in the lockdown, real hard lockdown last year.
Well,
How
we
does
started
the voting...
before the lockdown,
okay.
and then when the lockdown happened, we were in voting. But I think we're almost twice the votes this
Incredible.
Year.
Incredible. So it's gaining momentum and recognition.
Absolutely.
And certainly the businesses
And more
that
businesses were involved this year,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. And so I encourage you, friends, if you are a business owner and you didn't participate this year, you're interested in learning more, I encourage you to get a hold of Bill and his amazing team. What is your website again?
bestofthewillamettevalley.com.
Excellent.
And if you go there and you are interested in having an ad in the Best Of book, we welcome you. You don't have to have been in the contest. And it's kind of cool. You're going to be in the definitive guide that all things best.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and as we hear next week, I get to go to South Dakota. I get to go see my kids and celebrate Mother's Day and all of that.
Some
before.
People would think that's punishment to go to South Dakota,
no,
but no, I love South Dakota.
Not this time of year. And then I'm going on a mission trip for
mm-hmm.
Costa Rica. So I'm going to be not here in the morning show.
Costa Rica and South Dakota. That you're going to get me confused
know.
Where you are.
It's going to be
it's
such an adventure. But I want to do this. I'm gonna go and be an ambassador for
okay.
you all. I'm gonna go back to the radio station that I used to work at and say hi to the folks there. And I'm gonna plant some seeds and tell them that they need to
Black
connect
Hills
with
best.
You. Yes, mm-hmm. the Black Hills best. And so, and that's another thing too. If you know someone in a community that isn't represented, you could be a connection. You can be an ambassador too, and let them know how wonderful this works for you. They should do it too in their community.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Any last minute encouragement for our listeners before we go to break here?
Embrace the day.
Embrace
is what I would
the
say.
Day.
And look for ways forward. Don't get caught up in what happened yesterday or who's making decisions. Just take what you have in front of you and then figure out a way to go through it. That's mm-hmm. what I would say. You can't control the world, but you can control how you're going to embrace and work through the world. So that's how I would do it.
No one can make you feel anyway. This is a powerful word that was taught to me early on as a mother. And no one can make you, it's how you respond to what's going on and your choice in the situation. And so I really believe that applies here too.
Yeah. And one last parting thought is don't try to be happy. Look for satisfaction. Are you satisfied with the way things are? Happy is an emotional state, but satisfied,
that's a
criteria. So how will I be satisfied with this? Is it an increase in business? Is it getting more votes? Is it being elected to a school board? Is it, mm-hmm. you know, getting my message out? Is it getting more people to attend a church service? Whatever it is, have that, you know, have a specific goal in mind and then know if you're satisfied.
Well, and that just reminds me too, you know, contentment mm-hmm. is, and I think the silver lining in this last year that we can look at, and we've talked a lot about that over the last couple of weeks, what's the silver lining is we've learned what really matters in life. And I think our relationships and our people and customer service and giving the best, connecting is really important. And what friends makes you content.
Mm-hmm.
And that is based on, like you said, satisfaction, not circumstances and the emotions of the highs and lows. Stay grounded, stay focused, and celebrate.
Right.
Celebrate. It's okay to celebrate.
And if you're in a transaction with a business, ask people, have you been satisfied with your service?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little anecdote is you could say, are you happy? No, I'm not happy because you have Pepsi and I like Coke. But mm-hmm. well, were you satisfied? Oh, yeah, the meal was the best.
Yes.
But so that, you know, go for that satisfaction.
How you ask the question is extremely important.
Right.
Exactly. And I love that. And that's exactly what you're all about.
Right.
About making sure that you measure that satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And then, friends, you can celebrate
Absolutely.
When you're the winner, the best of here. And I am so excited to hear the good news, Bill. Thank you for coming in today, joining in the conversation and being an encouragement to businesses.
Always good to be with you.
All right. Have a great day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Coming up, we're going to have Chris coming into the studio. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Safe Air Network and what we can do to make sure our air and surfaces are decontaminated. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning, I'm stepping on my way.
It's a good morning indeed. Thank you for tuning in. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's going to be a beautiful day, 77 degrees. Encourage you to go and take that walk outside and enjoy some of that natural vitamin D. It's currently 62 outside. And Bill, do you like to go for a walk? Do you walk a dog? What do you usually do? What's your routine for getting your vitamin D?
Sometimes I care for a precious dog, but mm-hmm. I've been looking for a dog. They're hard to find.
Yeah.
So, no, but I like to go on walks. And, you know, 62 or 63 degrees in Salem, if the sun is out, feels, mm-hmm. you know, like 73, 76.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. But, yeah, absolutely.
And I know allergy season.
Yes.
So, I know you were talking to me about the allergy thing and everything's flowering and so beautiful right now. And I know it's tempting when it's like that not to go outside, but I encourage folks to go and enjoy.
Yeah. Still have to live.
You have to live. And we've been talking a little bit about that and with businesses. And let's talk a little bit about the best of and kind of where you're at in the campaign. Of course, last Friday was the last day to vote. And now you're in the calculating phase, right?
All the calculations
are
done.
It's all completed.
So
okay.
If you get an email or a mm-hmm. phone call from Margo or Allison or myself or Corey, make sure you take a look at that email and answer it, because that means we've got news to share with you.
Some news, yay. And so that's where you're at. And then you're preparing for the big event.
Our reveal will be on June 17th at a location yet to be determined. Yeah.
So we'll keep everybody updated. Well, hopefully that'll come together. And I say, go for it. Just plan for it. Just go for it. And stay focused and just trust that through our listeners and everybody writing our elected leaders and taking those emergency powers away and that we are going to truly be in a better place by June 17th.
Well, last I checked, it's still a free country. So.
Yes. Oh, yes. Our Constitution and is there. And we just need to kind of dust it off and start using it, right, a little more effectively. So with your, I love what you guys do. You come alongside the businesses and a lot of the businesses that you're promoting and working alongside through this campaign, small, local, hometown, locally owned folks.
People that have what I call 2 feet in.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's in our contest, there's no cost to enter, no cost to win,
mm-hmm.
No cost to celebrate. So, you know, some people think, oh, you're just in it for the money. You know, only about 40% of the people participate mm-hmm. with advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's, for us, that's a wonderful amount. I mean, but we're really in it to promote all the markets that we're in, we're really in it to promote local businesses.
And tell their story.
Tell their story, and also to create definitive ways to find out who's the best.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come in, and I know that you're fond of, but if you're listening from Laconia, New Hampshire morning,
mm-hmm.
Your voting ends tomorrow at 5 p.m. local time.
Oh,
so
excellent.
And there, it's a big celebration.
They're going to have the rally this year.
They are going to have it.
Everything's back on in mm-hmm. New Hampshire. The live or die, is that what it is? Live or die or something like that.
It's their
theme is like,
Live free or die.
Live free or die is their state motto.
Correct.
And it doesn't surprise me that things are opening and kind of getting back to normal mm-hmm. up in that area. And then you have other campaigns elsewhere kicking
off. We are
too.
If you're listening from the Twin Cities of mm-hmm. Minnesota, we are underway there.
Excellent.
Huge response.
Fantastic.
From that marketplace. Mm-hmm. I mean, and there's, as we all know, there's so many different things going on in the Twin Cities, but for the Minnesota's Best, that's our contest there.
Oh, good.
We have over 5,000 participants in 350 categories, and so that voting continues into May. But the response in the local businesses have said, oh, thank you for coming along and doing this. Thank you. How can we participate? How can we get involved?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're looking for that. They're looking for the good part of the
day. And if you're a business and you happen to get that email or call, you better respond, you know.
If you're a business that you weren't involved this year, but you want to put an ad mm-hmm. in our magazine, we welcome that. You don't have to have been in the contest.
Well, and the beautiful part is when we come alongside the businesses, and I've learned that certainly working with our advertisers, it's been a gift to me to get to know them, know their history, how long they've been in the community, what their goals and their vision is for their business and why they started it. And they've said to me, wow, through this process and these questions that you're asking me, it's kind of stirred the fire again as to, you know, kind of their first love in a sense. Why did we do this? And so I love that you're doing this and you're coming alongside and helping these businesses that way.
One of the exciting things is we help small businesses understand how to promote themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, everybody says I have to get on social media, but the people that participate in our contests, we give them all the tools and we mm-hmm. kind of teach them how to do that.
Yes.
It doesn't cost anything.
Right.
And so using social media to your benefit, doing posts on Instagram and mm-hmm. Facebook, you know, and just being in front of people, developing a fan base. So mm-hmm. many businesses are shy that, oh, I don't want to have anybody, you know, say, well, you know what? Customers are there because they're your fans.
Yes.
And they want to share the good news that's happening.
So let me ask you a couple questions because
sure.
I don't know this. I don't know that we've talked about it, but mm-hmm. I know a lot of small businesses. I can think of a couple of my friends that it's just them. Once in a while, they'll have someone fill in for them if they have to be gone or have a medical appointment or whatever. So they're in the process of doing their business. So they don't have a lot of time to hang out on social media and do ads or whatever. Do you have staff? I mean, can they partner with you and hire you to help them with that? Is that something you offer?
If it's during the contest, yes.
Okay.
But we don't offer that as a side
service.
So we really focus on
what you
contest,
do.
Okay, do.
That's good. But to know. You might know a guy.
We might know a guy or a gal. That could help with that. Absolutely. And, Be happy to refer people to.
And that's the beautiful part is the networking part. Mm-hmm. Because of where you're at in your position in this community, you know people.
Right.
And can get that to them.
And as the contest producers, it keeps things clean.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we had, you know, if we had 25 local clients, mm-hmm. you know, people would start saying, well, those people are going to get more favor than the other people. And that's usually what happens sometimes even in the local, like if there's a Mid-Valley one, you know, the people might, you know, look at that and say, wow, it's the same five people every time.
Well, I'm excited for this campaign.
And we have, I'm sorry to interrupt, we have upsets this year. There are people that that, you know, would think would hands down. And we even did a blind test yesterday with one of the restaurant categories.
Oh,
man, was it delicious. I can't tell you who it is, but
wow. Outstanding.
And they're new on the scene. But I mean, we're even looking at saying, well, what should we try? Because, you know, the same four restaurants.
I love
you know,
it.
So
there's even some cliffhangers.
Right.
On the way.
And during this time, if you can't go in and sit down, of course, it's a beautiful time to sit outside at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. But order it. Have it delivered to your house or your business.
Have a picnic.
Yeah.
Take it to Bush Park, right?
Right.
It's so beautiful over there and certainly with all the flowers. So you'll help them tell their story and promote and celebrate the fact that they're a winner.
One of the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Voted one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had had an email exchange this morning. Somebody said, you know, well, if we win second prize, that's really not good. Well, think about it. We look at it as the Olympics. First of all, you're the top two, right?
Right.
So in the Olympics, there could be 38 competitive swimmers. I tell you what, the person who wins bronze or silver in that are not saying that's not good enough.
Right.
They're Olympian. They're a gold medal winner. So same thing with our contest. You're a gold medal. To hit it up at the top, I mean, we've had, I know we had over 100,000, I think about 140,000 votes cast.
Incredible.
In Willamette Valley. So it was a huge number to hit that top two. I mean, pat yourself on the back. You did
How does
it.
That compare to last year? I mean, I know we were in the lockdown, real hard lockdown last year.
Well,
How
we started before the lockdown, and then when the lockdown happened, we were in voting. But I think we're almost twice the votes this
Incredible.
Year.
Incredible. So it's gaining momentum and recognition.
Absolutely.
And certainly the businesses
And more
that
businesses were involved this year,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. And so I encourage you, friends, if you are a business owner and you didn't participate this year, you're interested in learning more, I encourage you to get a hold of Bill and his amazing team. What is your website again?
bestofthewillamettevalley.com.
Excellent.
And if you go there and you are interested in having an ad in the Best Of book, we welcome you. You don't have to have been in the contest. And it's kind of cool. You're going to be in the definitive guide that all things best.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Well, and as we hear next week, I get to go to South Dakota. I get to go see my kids and celebrate Mother's Day and all of that.
Some people would think that's punishment to go to South Dakota, but no, I love South Dakota.
Not this time of year. And then I'm going on a mission trip for Costa Rica. So I'm going to be not here in the morning show.
Costa Rica and South Dakota. That you're going to be confused where you are.
It's going to be such an adventure. Sure, but I want to do this. I'm gonna go and be an ambassador for you all. I'm gonna go back to the radio station that I used to work at and say hi to the folks there, and I'm gonna plant some seeds and tell them that they need to connect with you. Yes, the Black Hills Best. And so, and that's another thing too. If you know someone in a community that isn't represented, you could be a connection. You can be an ambassador too, and let them know how wonderful this works for you. They should do it too in their community.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Any last minute encouragement for our listeners before we go to break here?
Embrace the day.
Embrace
is what I would
the
say.
Day.
And look for ways forward. Don't get caught up in what happened yesterday or who's making decisions. Just take what you have in front of you and then figure out a way to go through it. That's what I would say. You can't control the world, but you can control how you're going to embrace and work through the world. So that's how I would do it.
And no one can make you feel anyway. This is a powerful word that was taught to me early on as a mother. And no one can make you, it's how you respond to what's going on and your choice in the situation. And so I really believe that applies here too.
Yeah, and one last parting thought is don't try to be happy. Look for satisfaction. Are you satisfied with the way things are? Happy is an emotional state, but satisfied,
that's a
criteria. So how will I be satisfied with this? Is it an increase in business? Is it getting more votes? Is it being elected to a school board? Is it, you know, getting my message out? Is it getting more people to attend a church service? Whatever it is, have that, you know, have a specific goal in mind and then know if you're satisfied.
Well, and that just reminds me too, you know, contentment is, and I think the silver lining in this last year that we can look at, and we've talked a lot about that over the last couple of weeks, what's the silver lining is we've learned what really matters in life. And I think our relationships and our people and customer service and giving the best, connecting is really important. And what friends makes you content, and that is based on, like you said, satisfaction, not circumstances and the emotions of the highs and lows. Stay grounded, stay focused, and celebrate.
Right,
celebrate. It's okay to celebrate.
And if you're in a transaction with a business, ask people, have you been satisfied with your service? You know, a little anecdote is you could say, are you happy? No, I'm not happy because you have Pepsi and I like Coke. But what, were you satisfied? Oh yeah, the meal was the best.
Yes.
But so that, you know, go for that satisfaction.
How you ask the question is extremely important.
Right.
Exactly. And I love that. And that's exactly what you're all about.
Right.
About making sure that you measure that satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And then, friends, you can celebrate.
Absolutely.
When you're the winner, the best of here. And I am so excited to hear the good news, Bill. Thank you for coming in today, joining in the conversation and being an encouragement to businesses.
Always good to be with you.
All right. Have a great day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Coming up, we're going to have Chris coming into the studio. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Safe Air Network and what we can do to make sure our air and surfaces are decontaminated. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. 9:50 in the morning. Nice day today, in fact. It's warming up nicely outside here at the KSLM studios. Already 64 degrees, going to get up to 77 degrees. And I want to remind you, friends, we mentioned this in the very first segment. Right now, there is a resolution at the House Joint Resolution 18, and it's in committee, and it needs to get out of the committee into the House floor, and they need to vote on this. Essentially, this is what it says. Be it resolved by the Legislative Assembly of the State of Oregon, pursuant ORS 401.204, the state of emergency declared by the governor in Executive Order 20-03 on March 8th, 2020, relating to the COVID-19 outbreak in Oregon, is terminated. So I talked about this too, that, you know, we have the legislative branch, we have the executive branch, and we have the judicial branch of our government here in Oregon, which mirrors what's happening at the national level, right? And so the no one level that branch of government here in Oregon, as designed by our Constitution, is allowed to have all of the power. It's shared power. It's supposed to be. And so the legislature can shut her down and say, look, no more. But they need to hear from us. And so I, in the first segment, had put down and kind of took my time and said who to contact. I'm going to say it really fast now, and just as a reminder. And I'm also going to say you can email me, and I'll forward this on, and it'll be really easy for you to email them and let them know. But we need to let Representative Barbara Smith Warner know, Representative Kristen Drazen, Representative Paul Holvey, Representative Daniel Bonham, Representative Julie Fahey, Representative Andrea Salina, Salinas, Representative Jack Zika. Those are the ones on this House committee making the decision. Needs to get out of this committee and onto the floor. They need to hear from us, and you need to tell your friends and your neighbors and your family and your coworkers to also email them and say, hey, this needs to quit. And this is one solution, one quick way the legislator can check the power over at the executive branch. Now, my understanding, how this usually works in that level of government, if she tries to exert beyond, if they shut her down and say, nope, it's we're ending it right now, and she tries to, then it becomes a judicial issue, right? And the judicial comes in, and it's all, you know, in that top-level government. So we need to do our part. They need to hear from us, okay? So do your part. You can send me an email, stacy@kslm.news, and I can forward you this, and we have some action points. Let's get that done this morning. Now, in the studio with me, the other part of that is, what can we do? It's so extremely frustrating, the highs and lows, and I'm thinking of our restaurant associations that have been so impacted. And we know that our Oregon Restaurant and Lodging Association, along with several elected leaders and commissioners, have signed a letter to the governor and said, look, this is overreach. It's time. You're killing so many small local businesses. It's time. We have a solution here, and I'm so excited, and I think it's a gift, really. If you don't know about the Safe Air Network, it just launched about a month ago, and it's a sponsor here at the studio in partnership with what we're doing here at KSLM. And it's an opportunity for you to partner and make your, not only your air, but your surfaces decontaminated. And I've got Chris in the studio with me. Chris, welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, Stacey.
I'm going to have you bring that mic up a little closer to you there.
Sure.
There you go. There's your voice. Chris, talk to us about kind of the technology real quick, about how this works and why it's so significant, not only for the virus, the COVID virus, but for flu and allergies.
Absolutely.
That are going on right now, even pet smells, and or, you know, if you're in a chicken barn or, you know, things like that, it really does help. Talk to us.
Absolutely.
About that.
And if I can take just a minute to reiterate what you said, it's imperative that we reach out to our legislators mm-hmm. and get this over. I mean, I'll speak from personal experience. I joined the Safe Air Network mm-hmm. because I'm motivated by this on a personal level. I ran a hotel catering business that literally shut down overnight. We mm-hmm. went to serving, it was barbecue, and the best barbecue you've ever yeah. had. I mean, it was amazing. We went from serving hundreds of racks of ribs a week to hotels all up and down the Oregon coast to not even being able to put coffee in their lobbies. And our business literally shut down overnight. We tried to pivot to individual consumers and go the delivery route, mm-hmm. but it's incredibly difficult to do that in an environment where people are afraid. Mm-hmm. And this gets to where the Safe Air Network comes in. People that are part of the Safe Air Network, we have restaurants, we have dentists, we have medical professionals or businesses that have a sign on their door that says the air inside this building is safe. Mm. If you think about what a typical filtration system does, whether mm-hmm. it's part of your air conditioner, whether it's a machine sitting in the corner, it has a HEPA filter. Maybe if you're lucky, it has a carbon filter to help treat odors. But the only thing that machine can do is draw air around the machine through the filter and then push out that cleaned air, because it does trap particles. HEPA is an effective technology, mm-hmm. but it requires whatever fan is inside that unit to pull all of the air in the room through that one filter. And that is the only place in the room where that air is being cleaned. Mm-hmm. Our technology differs because we put out negatively charged particles out into the air. Coronavirus, dust, smoke, pollen, mold, they all carry a positive charge. And if you remember when you were mm-hmm. a kid in school, negative and positive charges right. attract. Mm-hmm. Those charged particles are spread throughout the air from our machines or through the machines that we install into your air conditioning unit. And are produced and spread through the room. When they come into contact with dust, with pollen, with smoke, with COVID-19, mm-hmm. those are all organic compounds. And those charged particles, the reason they're charged is because they're missing an electron. We have mm-hmm. a UV light that pushes a ton of energy in. It causes an electron to break off these, you know, water molecules and hydrogen molecules in the air. And when they come in contact with COVID, they want that electron back. And so they react with the dust or with the COVID and literally tear it apart to get that atom or that electron back that they're looking for and kill the virus. They destroy the smoke. Think about the wildfires and how many times I really struggled to breathe last year. If I had had one of these machines, I would have been in a fantastic position because it's actively moving throughout the entire room, throughout the entire area that you're treating, and it's cleaning the air. It's not just at the filter. It's throughout the entire room. And beyond that, it's treating surfaces as well.
And we don't have a lot of time left. One of the things I want you to talk to, because so many of these restaurants are hiring, the labor cost of spraying and chemicals and all of those things, it isn't as effective as this is because it decontaminates not only the air, but the surfaces. It's very cost prohibitive.
And it's actively decontaminating, right? When you take a Clorox wipe to a table, there's two things you need to realize. As soon as that, if you look at the instructions on these wipes, it says the surface has to be very wet, right, for it to work. When you take one wipe and you wipe down an entire table, you're really not doing anything, right? It's the solution, not the cotton wipe that you're using that's doing the cleaning. As soon as that surface is dry, the decontamination process is over. Whatever work it did was done. And if you come back in 30 minutes or an hour or 4 hours, whatever that interval is, throughout that period, whatever contaminants are placed on that surface are staying there. The Clorox wipe isn't doing anything anymore, but our particles in the air are actively coming and moving into contact with surfaces. They're cleaning the particles out in the air and taking care of that problem.
They're little warriors that are protecting everybody, and it makes sense. And it's you can't afford not to do this. We've got a little bit of time, just a few seconds, friends. You can't afford an outbreak in your business. You can't afford the continued threats from the government. It's time to join the Safe Air Network. There's a wonderful videos, great resources. We encourage you to go to safeairnetwork.com. And what's the phone number?
The phone number is 833-7-SAFE-AIR. You want to talk to me? Ask for me directly. My name's Chris. I'll have a great conversation with you. We can talk about your needs. We can talk about financing. We can talk about cost of ownership and get you in a position where you realize, and we have the data to back us up, that it costs you more to not have this machine than it does to have it in
your
business.
If you have a small home, in your car, your office, your church, your clinic, it's time to get a consultation today. SafeAirNetwork.com. Thank you, Chris. Have a great day.
Thanks, Stacey.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Have a great day, friends. Remember to contact your representatives today. Get her done. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.